Congratulations, just to tell us what it means to be in your fourth Australian Open final, your eighth Grand Slam of your career final.
Yeah, it's great. I played very, very well tonight. Very happy with the way that I played the match. And yeah, to be in the final four times here is, I mean, because I'm surrounded by guys like Roger, Novak and Rafa, it doesn't look like much, but that doesn't happen that often, so I'm very proud of that.
Can you talk us through what changed between the first and the second sets, so different?
Well, I thought the beginning of the match, he started well. I was a little bit tentative at the beginning, and also getting used to his ball. He hits the ball extremely hard and flat. And at the start, I felt like I was on the back foot a little bit. Towards the end of the first set, I started to come into it more and was being more aggressive. And then second set, I just picked up from how I was playing at the end of the first. I felt like I could have won the first set. Obviously had some chances there, and I was extremely aggressive in the second set and managed to run away with it.
When did you last break a string?
No, I mean, it happens to me occasionally. I mean, sometimes you don't hit the ball in the right spot. You know, the string can break up at the top of the racket, and on that shot, it broke actually quite high up on the racket. And yeah, that was just bad timing, bad luck for that to happen.
What was the issue with the balls in the first set, Andy?
I don't know. He was the one that had the issue with the balls. It wasn't me.
That was one of obviously sort of several incidents. It felt like a sort of very incident-packed first set. What happened at the change after the end of the set? You said to the umpire he'd said something to you as he walked past.
Yeah, I didn't know what he'd said, but he said something literally as we were walking like right past each other to change of ends. I don't know exactly what he said, so I just told the umpire that he said something to me, and that was it.
Was that all part of the, you mentioned in the on-court interview, there was a bit of extra tension in relating to Danny?
Yeah, well, you guys wanted there to be. You wanted there to be tension, so you can't suggest, I mean, it's completely normal for that to happen. I sat in here the other day and got asked more questions about Danny than I did about the match I just played. So you wanted there to be tension. And then, yeah, because of everything that's gone on, it's kind of natural thing to happen. If you learn how the brain works, it's completely natural for that, so kind of expected, and had planned for that to be the case as well.
Do you think you handled it a bit better than he did? He seemed to get a bit maybe distracted by the whole issue during the
no
match.
Because it was only in the first set was there tension, like right at the beginning of the match, and then obviously like even at the end of that, during the tiebreak, there was nothing. It wasn't like there was loads going on there. And then, yeah, obviously at the end of the set, yeah, when he said something, that was really the last thing in the entire match where there was any tension. It was fine after that.
Andy, in cricket, they're sledging all the time. Does comments between players when they change over, is that rare in tennis?
Well, I think the thing is because there's cameras and microphones everywhere, that players don't say stuff to the opponents. And then, yeah, we have to come in here after every match. And then if we said something, then you end up speaking about it the whole time. Whereas in cricket, I wouldn't imagine all of the players that say stuff to each other. I don't think everything gets picked up. They don't broadcast everything that all of the players say to each other. So, yeah, obviously players aren't gonna say stuff because it causes them. They end up having to spend a lot of time explaining themselves. But the reality is that when you have two people competing against each other, and there's a bit of tension there, it's very natural for things to happen.
You you demonstrably pointed to your camp at the end of the match. Do you credit them with a bigger role in this victory more than others?
No, I got asked again. I said the other day, I got asked all the time about my ex-coach who was working with Thomas, and no one was interested in anything that I was doing with Emily or the way that I was playing or anything. And a lot of people were also criticising her at the end of last year, like the way I was playing was her fault when I'd spent 2 weeks training with her up to the end of the year until the training block. And you can't change things during tournaments, so there's very little time to spend with each other. And yeah, there's no reason for her to be criticised for anything, because she... well, I don't know if that's what it is, but I was very happy for her that I won the match tonight.
Andy Kim inadvertently cost you a time violation at one point, and she's been caught on camera using a few Anglo-Saxon adjectives tonight. Is that something you've been aware of?
It's trending. Yeah, I was told about it, yeah.
What's your reaction to that?
Again, when there's a lot of tension surrounding something, which you created, then it's completely normal that when, yeah, the whole first set, everyone was tight. My physical trainer, physio, I'm sure for Danny it was uncomfortable. Even Thomas, who, you know, very rarely says anything on the court, there was tension there for him as well. So, yeah, in the heat of the moment, you can say stuff that you regret, and yeah, that's it.
So the match itself, then, I mean, Thomas called it a battle for the baseline. Given that you've won that, how well are you positioned going into Sunday?
So I didn't understand the question.
Thomas called tonight's match a battle for the baseline, and obviously okay. You've won the match, and I'm guessing you'd see it similarly. I mean, how do you feel heading towards Sunday?
Well, obviously feel good because I thought I played well tonight. Yeah, the most important thing is in tennis matches, you need to be able to make adjustments and change when things aren't going well. And that's one of the things that we didn't really speak about the other day, but, you know, everyone can go into match with game plans and ideas of how they want to play. I was trying to explain that if someone thinks that I'm going to come out on the court and do something, if I do something completely different, if I start serving and volleying, then you have to change and adjust your tactics based on what your opponent's doing. And I felt like tonight I made some big adjustments in the match from how things were going at the start. And I'll need to do the same thing again on the Sunday against Novak or Stan, because things that you think will work doesn't always work out that way. You need to be able to make adjustments in the middle of the match, and that's where it doesn't necessarily always come down to the coach. It has to come down to the individual as well, because we can't get coaching during the match. We have to be able to make adjustments ourselves, and that's one of the things I was most pleased about tonight, because I thought after that first set I changed the way I was playing and turned the match in my favour.
And
the wake of all that attention, and you lose a tie break, and the way it's going, to come out and play the way you did in the second set, is that kind of form then? Is that what you've been looking for this whole time, to reach that level?
Well, I mean, I said from after spending the off season with Emily and working on a bunch of things and having a sustained sort of period together, and also, yeah. I did a great training block. I worked extremely hard physically in the off season. Obviously, a couple of the guys that were there with me spoke to you about that, and yeah, I worked well to give myself the opportunity to play like this. And the way that I feel today, compared with how I felt after losing in four sets last year, I could barely move at the end of the match because I was so sore and stiff, and I felt strong at the end today.
Okay, last question over here.
Andy, how much, if any at all, do the last three finals come into your thinking ahead of Sunday?
Well, like I said, I mean, obviously losing in the finals is disappointing, but making four finals is a very, very difficult thing to do. It's not easy to do. And yeah, I'm proud of my record here, and I'll try my best on Sunday. I'll go in with best tactics possible. I'll prepare well the next couple of days, rest and recover as best as I can. And yeah, all I can do is give my best, and if it's enough, great. If not, I literally couldn't have done anything more to put myself in a better position come Sunday.